Odgers for the week 25 to 30 March 2001.
On Mothering Sunday, Jennifer's feeling neglected at home farm.
I was going to come in.
Well, I got tired of waiting. It's nearly 12 o'clock.
Well, I'm sorry, darling, but there was a kink in one of the sprayer hoses.
Oh, spare me the details. Here you are.
Thanks.
No, Debbie?
No, she's still in the lambing shed. Wish you'd hurry up. We've got to get round the crops today. I'm surprised you haven't gone to church.
Well, I didn't feel like it.
Oh, God, it's not going to be like this all week, is it?
Like what?
You giving me the cold shoulder over this Borchester land business.
Not.
Oh, so the fact that you sat with your nose in a book all last night...
I like reading.
I don't care what you say, Jenny. I'm not going to tip off the parish council.
No, you've made that perfectly clear. Despite having inside information on a massive development, which would totally alter the character of the village...
Oh, here we go.
Well, it would.
Look, I hardly know anything about it as yet.
It's no good talking to you. I take it you remember to come in for lunch, if it's not too much trouble.
Of course I... Look, darling, I'd love to take you out to lunch today, but Debbie and I really are up against it.
Yes, yes.
And I know you're missing Kate and the baby, but I mean, we can still have a nice lunch here at home together with Debbie and Alice.
Dad!
Oh, are you ready to go?
No, not exactly. There's a ewe in trouble.
Oh, terrific.
At first I thought it was just a big single, but I think it could be hydrocephalus.
She'll never get that out.
So I guess it's a caesarean.
Oh, no.
I mean, the lamb won't be any good, will it? I don't know about the ewe.
I'll come and have a look.
If she's got the gene...
It's double recessive.
Yeah.
Must be a problem with the tap as well.
So she might not be the only one.
How many more have we got to lamb?
Brian!
Look, I'm sorry, Jenny, but can we just forget about lunch for the moment?
There you are, Mum. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, boy, you shouldn't have.
Oh, let's have a look. Oh, great. Hey, bags I get the nut clusters.
Are you?
And you got something for Nana too, haven't you, Pete?
Oh, what can it be?
If you know this cake of
mine. Oh, sweetheart, they're lovely. Thank you. Not mine.
Yeah? Well, daffodils, very nice. You can't beat daffs.
Yeah, they were giving them out in church.
Hayley got hundreds.
Oh, some left over then, were they?
No, just all the kids she looks after went up and got her some.
Did she like the photo frame you got her?
Oh, yeah. Hey... I put in that picture of Phoebe that you took at Christmas, Dad.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah, that was a lovely one.
Yeah, butter wouldn't melt. I bet Ailey was chuffed. Yeah.
Pity she had to work today.
Well, Elizabeth's working too. That's why they need her.
She wants to be careful.
Who does?
Elizabeth. All this running around with her dodgy ticker.
Oh, she's better now. She's had the operation.
Well, that's when the trouble starts half the time. Hey, look at me when I had that toenail done.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Huh? I was looking forward to me lunch.
What was I only saying?
Why couldn't Julia have the twins anyway?
She was going to, but Lewis has taken her out for the day. She's been sort of low about Nelson Gabriel.
Mm, yeah, well, they had a bit of a thing going, didn't they?
Well, I don't know if it was a thing exactly.
Well, don't you remember when she moved in with him? With his face when he come home. And found they'd taken out the window of Honeysuckle Cottage to get her bed in.
Well, I always thought he was sweet on her sister.
Oh, I reckon he liked to keep them guessing. Mind you, he had the sense not to marry either of them. Hey, Roy?
Mike?
I'm joking.
Has Ailey decided what shape cake she wants?
Hey, we had a deal. We're not talking about the wedding today, remember?
Oh, like that, is it?
It can get a bit much. So, come on. Tell me about your ends. I see the housing's arrived.
Oh, by the way, Roy...
Yeah?
Would you mind giving your dad and Neil a hand, putting them up? You did say you would last week.
I might have known.
Yeah, well, if I've had to be roped in...
There's no such thing as a free lunch round here.
Jack, cup of tea?
He'll wear himself out.
I know him. He won't come in till he's finished weeding that bed.
Well, it's not a bad afternoon for it.
No. Oh, thanks again for the brooch, Jennifer.
Oh, I thought you'd like it.
I've done very well. Even Tony came round with some flowers.
Oh, did he really?
Did. I don't know what's got into him.
Oh, those on the windowsill, they're lovely.
Aren't they? Ah, there's your tea.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Well, how's your day been?
Well, it's nothing special. Alice gave me some body lotion.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Then promptly asked if she could have it in her bathroom,
because it matches the bath stuff Debbie gave her for Christmas.
Oh, the little madam.
And not a peep from Adam or Kate.
I expect the phone lines are busy.
And lunch with Debbie had to be called off because they'd got a crisis in the lambing shed.
No wonder you're feeling sorry for yourself.
Well, we'll have a meal tonight, but that means no Debbie, and Alice pushing her food around the plate in silence.
Oh, dear.
Or more likely, having it on a tray in her room.
At least you've got Brian.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong between the two of you, is there?
No, nothing.
Good. Oh, Lillian rang.
Oh, it's not like her to remember Mothering Sunday. James must have rung her.
I think it was more to talk to someone about Nelson, really. She still seems very upset.
Mm. You don't think they had an affair, do you?
What, Nelson and Lillian?
Mm-hmm. Well, he did set her up, didn't he, as a sort of caretaker at Hollow Tree when he was having it turned into flats.
But he was never there.
Well, perhaps he used to flit in by night and check out the plumbing and disappear again.
But he was years older than Lillian.
Yes, so was Ralph, and she married him.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, Nelson was years older than me, and half the village still thought he was Adam's father.
Oh, not half the village.
Well, just because he once bought me a Dubonnet in the pub.
Oh, Nelson did make for complications.
Yeah. He was fun, though. Oh, such good fun. I asked him once why he'd come back to Borchester, and he said he'd come for the waters.
What waters? Was he thinking of Cheltenham?
Well, do you know what he said? He said, I was misinformed. Uh-huh. Oh, here's looking at you, Nelson.
Oh, that reminds me. Jack wants to ask you something.
Oh, really?
He's asked the editor to save space for a proper obituary for Nelson in the Echo, and he'd like you to write it.
Right, I'll hold the wood, and you get the nail in.
Not a bad nick, are they, considering?
No, it's worth patching them up before we put them together, though. Hey, careful!
Sorry. Oh. Hey, Mum's really going for it with these ends, isn't she?
She's talking about nothing else. Still rather be toasting myself on a beach in Barbados, but there you are.
Right. How's that?
Charlie Fox ain't going to be chewing his way through that in a hurry.
Oh, Roy. Ooh. Phoebe's woken up. She's a bit mardy.
Oh?
I've left her with Susan, but she wants Daddy to choose her a video. No one else will do.
You know what's done that, don't you?
What?
Getting her to phone Kate.
It just seemed a nice thing to do.
Well, it's unsettled her. I said it was a daft idea.
Well, whatever. Look, you'll have to go in, Roy, before she gets herself all worked up.
Okay. Send Neil out instead, shall I?
We're setting up some stuff in the barn.
Right, well, I'll be as quick as I can, Dad.
Yeah, well, I can't do all this by myself.
Well, they've only got to be slotted together.
Mind, we can work on a bit tonight now it's lighter.
Oh, well, thanks for doing this, love. Tell you what, I'll get the kettle on, shall I?
Oh, tar, love. Hey, what I'm really looking forward to is a lager when we finish.
Ah.
What do you mean, ah?
Well, that could be a bit of a problem.
Who come?
Well, there isn't any lager.
Eh? I'm sure there was a couple of cans on Friday.
Won't hurt you to go without a lager for once.
Well, I bet Roy would have liked one.
Oh, no, Roy can't stop, he said. Him and Phoebe have got another visit to make before they go home.
Excuse me, Mum, I just want to check on the potatoes.
Oh, sorry, dear.
Oh, yes, they're fine.
You seem a lot better as well. I was quite worried about you earlier on.
Well, things sort of improved through the afternoon. Kate rang, for one thing.
Well, there you are.
Oh, Phoebe'd rang her. Isn't that sweet?
Sweet of Roy to organise it.
Well, yes. Anyway, they're all in Johannesburg now in this flat that Lucas has found.
How's the baby settled?
Oh, very well, apparently. And I've been mulling over this obituary idea of Jack's. And I'm going to phone round everyone I can think of and see what reminiscences they've got. I really want to do Nelson justice.
Justice is what he managed to escape most of the time.
Yes. I'm going to have to tread a very careful path.
Yes.
Oh, hello, darling.
Oh, that isn't the reception I was expecting. Evening, Peggy.
Hello. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Gran.
I thought there'd be some grovelling to do.
Yeah, what he means, Mum, is we're sorry about lunchtime.
Oh, well, that's all right. Couldn't be helped. And what happened about the ewe?
Oh, we lost her.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, Jenny, I'll make it up to you.
Yes, well, I've been thinking about that.
Oh, yes.
How much?
I've seen these shoes in Underwood.
Oh, Mum, not more shoes.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jenny, do the words Imelda and Marcos mean nothing to you?
Really pretty pink mules.
Oh, I bet I know the ones you mean.
Okay, try farming and penniless.
Sadie's Goodman had some very similar last year.
Yes, that's right. And you're always saying how beautifully dressed Mercedes Goodman is, darling.
I may have commented once or twice.
No, you do it every time we see her.
She does spend a lot of money on her clothes.
Yes, yeah, so Sydney's Mr. Megabucks, isn't he?
Exactly. You tell her,
Debbie. No. You're not involving me. I'm out of here.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Oh, can't you save her a drink, darling?
I'm sorry, Mum. Simon's cooking me paella. I'll see you in the morning, Dad.
And don't forget there's that last bit of linseed to drill.
As if. Oh, bye, Gran.
Bye, dear. I suppose I ought to be getting off as well.
Can we come in?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, and Phoebe.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Woolley.
How are you, Roy?
Good, thanks. And Phoebe's got a little present for you, Jennifer. Go on, Phoebe.
Oh, bless her.
How gorgeous.
Box for the stain.
Don't they smell lovely? Oh, thank you, Poppet. And thank you, Roy.
Oh, well, it was Haley's. As you weren't in church, me and Haley thought it'd be nice.
Oh, that's very kind, isn't it, Jenny?
Yes.
If I'd known you were going to be here, I'd have brought you one as well, Mrs. Woolley.
Oh, don't worry. I gather Phoebe rang Kate earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
And everything seems to be going well for them out in South Africa.
Yeah. Let's just hope it stays that way, shall we?
It's breakfast at Brookfield, but what's going to happen to the bungalow?
This looks good.
Toast?
Well, if there's no fried bread.
No, there isn't. But I'll do the toast on the argafy if you like.
Oh, great.
You know, when I think about how much I was looking forward to us living here again.
Yeah, you never thought it'd be because of this.
No. Everything okay at milking?
Yeah. No scares.
Good.
We'll go round the ewes as soon as I've eaten.
Okay. David, when we do move properly when this is all over, what's going to happen about the bungalow? We're not going to sell it, are we?
Oh, that would kind of defeat the object, wouldn't it? The whole point of all the agonies we went through last year was to keep the farm intact.
And we'll have to rent it out.
That's what I think.
And a long-term let, I suppose. But furnished or unfurnished?
Well, you know what would be most profitable, don't you?
What?
Holiday lets.
Oh, great timing. How many million a week is it the tourist industry's losing?
Foot and mouth isn't going to be around forever. People will come back to the countryside.
Eventually.
Yeah, and when they do, that's what we've got to plan for.
By letting out the bungalow? No way.
Well, it's only what we'd be doing with Rickyard.
Will we? We haven't talked about any of this.
No.
Oh, come on, David. I can't see you stripping beds and putting out little welcome tea trays.
No, well, that's what Frieda's for.
Well, maybe, but there's still all the administration.
Ruth, we did the balance sheet together. You know Rickyard's costed in there. We need that money. If we can get the same again from the bungalow.
Don't throw the balance sheet at me. When we did that, it was all pie in the sky. We didn't even know your dad was going to agree to the Herefords.
It's just cleaning a
tea. We certainly didn't know about foot and mouth.
Hi, Mum.
Then we're going to do some spelling.
Thanks, Jill. You sure you don't mind?
Of course not. Well, you two obviously weren't discussing the weather.
We were talking about the bungalow, actually, about letting it out as a holiday cottage.
You were, you mean.
Oh, I see.
When things pick up again, obviously.
Well, will you tell him, Jill, how it's not all straightforward? How you've got to be around for these people, replacing loo rolls and chatting on about what a great day out they had on the Blackberry line.
Well...
And in case you haven't noticed, David, holiday lets mean just that. They happen in the 6 busiest months of the year for us. Right over sandwich, haymaking, harvest.
I know.
And all over the school holidays.
Well, all right. What else do you suggest? Exactly.
Oh, dear. Shall I rescue that toast?
Well,
What I can't understand, Lindy, is why you've taken a week's holiday just at my busiest time.
Well, I had no choice.
Because with the end of the tax year coming up, a lot of the clients want work billed before the 5th of April.
And my leave year ends on the 31st of March. It was a case of use it or lose it.
All right. I just want you to realise that I shan't be able to spend a lot of time with you, that's all.
Robert, I'm hardly going to be sitting around waiting to be entertained.
No? Well, good.
I'm more than capable of filling my time. Besides, I have a project.
Oh, yeah?
This.
Could you be a tad more specific?
This, Robert. All of it.
The garden.
Well, you can't dispute the huge benefits we've reaped by decluttering the house.
What? You mean cracking machines on plant pots and walking into mirrors?
Oh, that was your own fault. And now that the energy is flowing properly through the house, well-being and prosperity will follow.
Yeah, well, talking of which, I ought to be getting down to
So, work. Now I propose to do the same thing with the garden.
You're going to feng shui the garden?
Well, the new patio is an excellent start, but of course, it does completely alter the gene.
Well, you're right about one thing. It'll certainly occupy you all week.
Yes, and I shall be very happy.
Good. I'll get on then.
Robert.
Yeah.
I may just need to call on you for one or two things.
Lindy?
Just a little of the heavy work.
Such as?
Dismantling the water feature.
What? That hulking great pile of rocks?
Oh.
That's a couple of days' work for two strong blokes.
Nonsense.
Anyway, I thought the Chinese love water in their garden.
They do. I'm not taking it out, just reworking it.
Reworking?
Yes. The water's flowing the wrong way.
Lindy, how on earth can water flow the wrong way? It just flows from up to down, surely.
Oh, dear, I was trying to keep it brief because you keep telling me you're busy, but if you want the full explanation...
No, don't bother. Talk about energy. I sometimes get this overwhelming feeling of tiredness.
Good grief!
I know, aren't they beautiful?
Secret admirer, or just Larry Lovell again?
Silly. They're from Kenton, yesterday.
What's come over him? Sorry.
Maybe it's because he's about to be a father he's gone all sentimental.
Well, I suppose he's been out there too long for it to be a touch of the sun. Oh, they are gorgeous.
I'm running out of vases. There won't be room at Glebe Cottage for all these flowers next year.
Well, we shall just have to make sure we fall out with a couple of the children by then.
Phil, that's not fair.
Isn't the coffee made?
No, I got distracted. Jenny ran.
Oh, well, I'll do it. What did she have to say?
Oh, just that Kate had run from South Africa. And she'd had a little posy from Phoebe, which cheered her up.
Oh. All these children and grandchildren all over the world. We're lucky to have so many of ours close by.
Yes.
And they'll still be on the doorstep when we move to Glebe Cottage.
Yes.
They'll be popping in with their problems, wanting us to babysit.
Phil, I know you're trying to be helpful, but there's no need, really.
No. I saw those lists you've started to make. Keep, throw out, give away.
It's got to be organised. It's an enormous task. I mean, look what we found in just one cupboard the other
day. Well, I know there's a lot to think about, but everything's falling into place. Your bees, the hens...
Phil, please, I'm fine about it, honestly.
I mean, it's not as if there's any rush.
Well, that's another thing. Chris called.
Oh?
She and George are viewing the police house tomorrow.
Oh, they didn't like that place at Pennyhasset, then.
It's practically falling down, apparently.
Well, the police house will need a bit of work, I'd have thought.
It's livable in, though.
But they won't like it, though, will they? I mean, you wouldn't have lived there.
No, but I'm difficult. I obviously don't really want to live anywhere but Brookfield, do I?
What was the word you used about it?
I can't remember.
I can. Gloomy. That was it. Gloomy.
Oh, harder, Robert, harder.
Is that a bit better?
Oh, yes. Oh. You wouldn't think moving a few stones could have such a drastic effect.
Well, I told you to wait till I could come and help you again.
I didn't want to disturb you.
That's right, make me feel guilty.
I'm sure I'll be perfectly all right. I'll have a little rest and then I'll do a bit more.
You will not, it's lunacy.
Well, just a little bit longer. And then I'll come in and have a hot bath.
Lindy, you'll kill yourself. Now, what else needs doing?
No, you're too busy. You said so yourself.
Look, I'm going to be a darn sight busier if I'm running you to the osteopath every day.
Oh, Robert.
Go on, what?
Well, you know the three stones you moved for me this morning?
Each one about the size of Gibraltar.
Oh, you do exaggerate. Anyway, I've had a good look at the space, and I think they can be repositioned now. Then I can start to think about my planting.
Well, you're not to touch them.
Well, but...
Now, look, just give me another hour or so, and then I'll come and help you.
Really?
But I'll have to catch up on some work this evening.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, Robert, thank you.
wouldn't mind, but I've had so many other interruptions. Marjorie's left the parish magazines, by the way. They're in the hall.
Oh, good.
And Pat called to check you're okay for the Save Our School meeting on Friday.
Well, she knows I am. Anything else?
Countless phone calls.
Oh, anyone interesting?
Apart from irate clients, you mean. Well...
Who?
Leonie.
Oh, yes. Number one daughter. What does she want?
Nothing really. Just a chat.
So poor Debbie's really feeling it.
I bet she is.
She said she didn't think it was possible to be so sorry not to see Bert. I'll have the oil now, love, please.
Yeah. I bet she's exhausted doing all that drilling on top of the lambing.
Well, Brian's been helping. I think he quite likes to roll up his sleeves once in a while.
Suppose it makes a change from staring at the computer or sitting in Borchester land meetings.
Well, it's best to have something to do. You'd drive yourself mad just listening to the news all the time.
I know. I heard the 4 o'clock, by the way.
Yeah?
Nothing else locally.
Well, thank God for that.
There's a rag here.
Thanks.
It makes you think if they could get on top of this by vaccinating.
And think of the consequences. Bang goes the sale of our products abroad.
I know there's no easy answer. You got time for a look at the wheat on Blacklands before milking?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I can't decide on a fungicide.
I'll have a quick trot round with you.
Great. And Phil was saying about those potatoes we've got in store.
David, have you seen your dad?
He's just gone for a word with Bert.
And I've been phoning removal firms.
Is Pitt ready for that spelling test tomorrow?
He's a better speller than I'll ever be.
It's really good of you to take on her lessons, Jill. On top of everything else.
Don't be silly, I enjoy it. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Right. Shall we go and have a look at this wheat, then?
Sure.
That's how you're coping, isn't it? By keeping busy.
Phil, I don't have a choice. There's a lot to do. I've got to get on.
Yes, I know, but we'll be all right, you know.
Will we? Just tell me, because I think about it all the time. What am I going to do with myself all day at Glebe Cottage?
Oh, you'll find plenty to do.
How? That tiny house, no phone going all the time, no feeding the 5,000.
And no farm for me to work on just outside the back door. But you don't think the children will just drop us, do you?
No.
And look at Chris and George. They both say they wonder how they ever found time to work.
Not quite the same, though, is it, as farming?
No, perhaps not. But even so, I'll bet within a few weeks of leaving Brookfield, we shall be wondering how we ever found time for all this.
Yes, I'm just being silly. I'll be fine.
I know you will. And so will I.
I caught David and Ruth talking this morning about what's going to happen to the bungalow.
Oh, yeah?
They're thinking of renting it out for holiday lets.
Really? But how will they be able to manage? Or with Brickyard Cottage, come to that.
Yes, Ruth did seem a bit concerned. Still, I'm sure they'll find a way.
Yes, of course they will.
Anyway, we don't have to worry. It's not going to be our problem, is it?
Why does the phone always ring at mealtimes?
Hey, Chris, come on, your toast will be cold. You want me to make you some more?
Oh, no, it's all right, George. I should be cutting down.
Who was it, anyway, ringing at this time?
Jennifer.
Well, doesn't she know we've retired?
Oof, that's gold, too.
No, she wanted to ask me about Nelson.
What?
Jack's asked her to do an obituary for the Echo. She's ringing round, well, anyone who might have any memories of him, I suppose.
Oh, I see.
He was only a couple of years younger than me. We practically grew up together.
Ah, I suppose you did. You know, I just can't imagine Nelson as a little boy. Somehow I always see him with a cigarette and a drink in his hand.
Yes, well, it didn't take long.
So, what did you get up to together? Fishing for tiddlers? Scrumping apples?
Oh, all of that. Walter made him this sort of go-kart thing, and Nelson used to drag me around in it.
Aye. Anything else you'd like to tell me?
I don't think so. Although he was quite sweet on me at one time. I suppose I must have been about 16. He used to leave me flowers in my bicycle basket.
Never.
What do you mean?
Well, You and Nelson Gabriel.
Oh, we had our moments, Nelson and I.
Well, eh? How different your life could have been.
Don't I know it?
All that funny business about the mail van robbery. All those times he had financial troubles and had to disappear off into the...
I know. I'd probably have ended up in a villa on the Costa del Crime.
Or in some foreign prison.
Quite possibly. Still, might have been exciting. All that champagne and diamond bracelets.
Yeah. Is this in the nature of a complaint?
Oh, I couldn't have stood it for 1 minute, and you know it.
Just checking.
I've got no complaints about my life with you.
Good.
Even if you are about to take me off to look at the police house.
Well, there's the wardrobes for a start. I mean, I know they must have gone up the stairs at one time, but I don't see how we're ever going to get them down.
No wonder they say moving scores so high on the stress scale. It just all seems impossible to me.
The thing is, I was wondering if you and Dad would just like us to leave them.
Oh, I see.
They do go with the house. They fit the space, and we're going to need bigger stuff for the stables.
I suppose you are.
Oh, yes, Daniel's room there will be twice the size. And you know the wardrobe in his room, Mum. It's that pretty pine one.
And you don't mind parting with it?
Well, you're presumably going to be leaving some of your stuff behind.
Yes. Ruth's having the kitchen table, of course. I'm glad she wants it.
Well, I'm quite happy to leave our table behind. It'd look lost in the stables kitchen.
That was Doris's table.
I know. You know, I can remember going there after school, and she'd be baking, and we'd sit and have scones straight from the oven.
I'd really like that, Shula. The table and the wardrobes and, well, anything else, really.
Good. I'll do a proper list. I just wanted to sound you out first.
You know, I've surprised myself over this move. I was the one pushing for it. I was the one nagging your father. And now it's here.
Oh, come on, Mum. It is a big change.
I can understand now why Doris was so funny with me when they moved. She was really offended that I wanted the kitchen ripped out.
Of course you did. She had a scullery. She was still putting stuff through a mangle.
I think she had a twin tub by then.
I can remember a mangle. Her Brookfield was really old-fashioned, not like now.
No.
Anyway, Ruth hasn't got any ideas like that, has she?
I don't think so. I think they'll just be glad to be in here after all this trouble is over.
And you'll be happy at Glebe Cottage, once you've sorted out what to take.
I know I will. Of course, once the bungalow's empty, there's the question of what they're going to do with it.
I suppose so.
They're thinking of renting it out for holiday lets, like Rickyard. But I don't think Ruth's very keen to take on running them.
Well, not surprised. What's the alternative?
Well, I thought maybe I could.
Oh, Mark!
It's just that when they were first married, they were sensitive about being independent, not wanting any interference.
I suppose this is a bit different. You'd be doing them a favour.
I don't know.
I reckon they'd bite your hand off if you really want to take it on. But you're supposed to be retiring.
Well, don't say anything yet. I'm still thinking about it.
Okay. Oh, look, I'm sorry, Mum. I'll have to go. Joanne will be wondering where I am.
All right, darling. And don't worry about me.
Oh, Auntie Chris and George are viewing the police house today, aren't they?
Yes. But I don't think they'll like it.
Bye, Mr. Pullen. Oh, should start to calm down a bit now.
Oh, it is busy in here first thing, isn't it, Betty?
Yeah, the way some of them act, you'd think they'd die without their paper or their jar of coffee.
There were two people waiting outside when I got here.
Well, you'll get used to that.
Actually, I think Robert Snell might have died if we hadn't had that muscle spray, wouldn't he?
Honestly, you'd think he'd learn, even great rocks around.
Yeah, Linda's not very easy to say no to, is she?
Oh, true. Anyway, how do you get on with the papers?
Oh, fine. Got covered in newsprint as usual.
I am grateful to you, swapping your shifts to suit me.
It's for Neil too.
Right, well, I'll be in as soon as I can, dinner time. We've just got a few more things to sort out.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, hello, love.
Morning. Just came to check you're okay for dinner time, Betty.
Yeah, we were just saying.
I picked up the new candler last night.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I'm just going over to finish off the hen houses.
Oh, yeah, there's still one panel that needs repairing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're looking good, though, aren't they, eh? Hey? Well, I'll go and get on, then. See you at 12:30, Betty.
Yeah, right you are.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Right. Well, you think it's about time we had coffee, innit?
Oh, yes.
Is the roof all right?
Oh, I think so. There's a couple of tiles have slipped.
It looks a bit worn to me. Well, didn't you hear him say it's been re-roofed about 5 years ago? But they used old tiles to make it look better.
Oh. You like it, don't you?
Well, it's not just down to me, is it?
Don't you?
Well, yeah. All right, I do. Well, don't you?
Yes. But it needs a bit of work, George. And the rooms downstairs aren't very big.
No, but like the chappie said, we could knock through and maybe extend the kitchen.
Or have a conservatory, perhaps, like Jack and Peggy.
Yeah, we could do that.
Mm. Oh, it's the position that bothers me most. Right next to the shop, smack on the village green.
You think it's too public?
Come on, Ed.
Well,
oh, hello.
Just a bit.
Oh, Neil.
Have you been having a look round? Are we going to be neighbours, then?
We haven't decided yet.
Oh. Well, it'd be very handy. George could stroll up to the village hall for parish council meetings.
Oh, that's true, Chris. And you'd be on hand for sorting out the booking.
Oh, that's a bit of a double-edged sword, you know.
Nice and close to the bull.
Well, we're not exactly drinkers.
Ah, no.
It's a lovely garden.
Yeah, you could do a lot with it.
Plenty of room round the back for me veg.
Oh, we'll have to think about it.
It'd just be nice to have it lived in again. Mm. Oh, well, good luck. See you then.
Ta-da, Neil. He's right, you know. We'd hardly ever have to get the car out.
Oh, you just like it because it's going back to your roots. If I'm not careful, you'll be putting a blue lamp outside.
Ah, now you're talking.
There's a nice view over the green, though, and yet it's not overlooked.
Tell you what, let's give it a bit of time and we'll have a ponder on it, eh?
Those are pretty.
Oh, my primulas. I'm a bit late getting them in, really.
Nice to see a bit of colour.
Neil dug over all the garden yesterday, so he just wanted something to do.
Oh, he's really disappointed about the delay on these ends, isn't he?
Really been looking forward to it, Betty.
Suppose we could have risked taking delivery of them. Seems like asking for trouble, though, getting a lorry in from outside the area.
Oh, no. You were right to call them off.
But now it seems to be going on so long. You wonder if we'll ever get started.
Oh, you will. Oh, there.
Just what we could do with the money as well. I mean, Mike's really quiet for work.
Oh, that's Neil's problem. Should have been over home farm this week, helping with the lambing.
And there's no contracting to speak of. I don't know.
Oh, come on, Betty. Not you as well. Got enough with Neil moping around.
Oh, yeah, you're right. At least I've got the wedding to look forward to.
Yeah. And there's the quiz at the ball. We haven't called that off yet.
Hey, apparently Bert's got Pip to teach him how to use the internet for his quiz answers.
He still reckons he'll be there then.
Oh, yeah. This is their third week shut away up at Brookfield, don't forget. He'll be there all right.
Oh, I've only just sat down.
Oh, Mum, I'm sorry. Do you want me to ring back later?
No, love, it's all right. It's nice to talk to you.
How did the rest of your day go?
Oh, not bad. I did some more schoolwork with Pip.
Oh, I bet she's loving having you to teach her.
I'm learning quite a lot myself. It's all so different now.
Don't tell me. Multiplication.
When I said down four, carry two, she laughed her head off.
Yes, I get that from Daniel all the time.
Anyway, how are you?
Oh, okay. There's still not much to do at the stables. Auntie Chris has been out all day, of course.
Yes. She rang about half an hour ago.
Oh, so she told you then? About the police house?
That they've put an offer in, yes.
It was a bit awkward, really. They came back asking me how much I thought it was worth.
Well, you're the expert.
I told them to go in well under the asking price. It's been on the market for ages.
Chris seemed absolutely full of it.
I know, it's amazing.
She said the other places they looked at this afternoon weren't up to much.
No, I don't think so. And they weren't in Ambridge.
I suppose she's right, really. They could go on for ages looking for something that's absolutely perfect, but that doesn't mean they'd find it.
They seem to think the police house will suit them very well.
I'd have thought it'd feel tiny after the stables.
Yes, but they say they can extend. And they don't mind a bit that it's so central.
Oh, well, it's up to them in the end.
I know. It's just... it all feels a bit unreal, doesn't it? With everything else that's going on.
I know.
You know, I was filling up the hay nets this afternoon and thinking, normally I have to rush this because I've got ponies to tack up for the after-school lessons. But now, I can take as long as I like.
Oh, Shula.
You just wonder when things are ever going to get back to normal.
We were having exactly that conversation at supper.
And?
I'm sorry, love. We couldn't think of the answer.
Eddie can't believe his ears.
You're winding me up.
No, straight up. All right, Tess, in a minute.
What are you and William want to enter Sid Perk Sandbridge quiz for?
I can't see why you bother.
Well, there you are, girl. You're so out of it, Dad.
Yeah, well, best place to be, I reckon.
You want to clean your ears out when you go down the pub? Fallon's mum says there's going to be a really big prize.
Oh, what's that, then?
Well, it's got to be cash, isn't it?
Mm. How come?
But no one's going to bother entering the stupid thing otherwise.
Yeah, the big cash prize. What do you reckon it is?
I reckon him and William ain't got a prayer.
Yeah, we have. Well, it ain't just us. You have to have a team of four.
That's what I'm saying. Look, the whole point of these things is to be a bit clever about choosing your team. You want people with a bit of brain.
Yeah, so?
Your brain, you, eh?
Yeah, with someone like me on your team.
Why, you got to be joking.
You and me, because you'll be needing me on account of my local knowledge. Mm,
take a walk, Grandad. What am I going to look like?
Well, you think about it, because sitting there with your dad and granddad is a small price to pay for winning the prize.
What?
You need a proper team.
You want to go out, Tess, eh? Now, where is that bone of yours, eh?
Dad.
What?
I don't mind bringing you in, but granddad, something like this, you need a bit of a quick thinker.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right.
It takes him half an hour to decide what to have for breakfast.
The thing is, we need people with different strengths.
Yeah, I suppose.
We need your mum.
The Hob Hound of Ambridge, you see. No, and old John Briar. There's bound to be questions, aren't there?
Now, Dad, look, we've been having a think. We're having Clary.
Hey?
So we got our team of four, see? We don't need you, Grandad. Thanks for that.
Well, besides, I've got enough local knowledge for one team.
You? Guest beers, maybe.
No, it's sorted, Dad. Sorry.
Oh, well, right. Well, that's your attitude.
Well, yeah, it is.
Well, I'll go out and do a bit more in the garden, then, where a bit of experience might be appreciated.
Morning, Bert.
Hey? Oh, morning, Mrs. Archer.
I just came to see if Shula had left a box of groceries for me.
No, there's nothing here.
I want to do some baking. I have to go and phone her.
I've been stood here 10 minutes. I ain't seen a soul.
You're not getting tired of our company, are you?
Oh, no, you've been very kind. I suppose I just fancied a bit of a chat, like, with someone different.
Oh, chatting's a bit difficult when you're calling across the tape.
Oh, I wouldn't mind anything.
Oh, Bert, you only saw Frieda yesterday.
I know.
She can come up as often as you like, you know, especially since they're so quiet at the Bull.
Ah, thanks, Mrs. Archer. She said she might nip up before she starts her shift tonight.
And you can chat to her on the mobile any time, you know that.
You know, this is the longest we've spent apart in nearly 40 years.
I know it's hard for you. You're doing very well.
Morning. Oh, Joe Grundy.
There you are. I'm sure Joe would like a chat.
Joe, have you got 5 minutes?
I'll leave you to it. See you later.
How are you?
Unappreciated, that's what I am.
Oh, how come?
My Eddie don't want me in his quiz team, so I've been doing the garden.
Ah, nice day for it.
Yeah, at least I got me shallots in, all right.
Mine are going to have to be late this year. And I've got 2 trays of spuds chitting that should have been in by now.
Well, you might get away with your spuds, but you don't want to go leaving your shallots much longer.
What can I do about it?
When elm leaves are as big as a shilling, plant shallots if to have them you're willing.
I know all that, but I'm stuck up here, ain't I?
Is the ground dug over?
Oh, yeah, at least it was 2 weeks ago.
And you got the sets?
Yes, here on the shelf in my shed.
All right, then. I'll put them in for you.
You will?
Why not?
Don't you want... Oh, well, thank you, Joe.
It's like a national crisis, isn't it? We've all got to help each other out, like in the war.
Well, that's very decent of you.
Yeah. If we didn't move cattle about so much these days, this might never have happened. Not been so bad, anyway.
Oh, everyone knows that, Joe.
I was looking at one of my dad's old farming books. It says in there, Moving cattle about makes them more susceptible to foot and mouth. This is stress, you see.
Is that a fact?
And we're doing that all the time with cattle these days, aren't we? Well, moving them makes you think, doesn't it?
Nigel did some figures this morning. They were pretty depressing.
It's a worry for you.
We're going to try to open soon, what we can. I just hope people will come.
Oh, Elizabeth, it's such bad luck.
We don't normally make that much through the winter from keeping the grounds open, but at least it's something. And they spend a bit in the shop and the cafe.
And at least you've got your conferences.
I don't even know about that. We've had a couple of them cancel on us.
Oh, no.
I try to explain they'd be fine, but I think people just don't know how to react. They don't want to be seen as irresponsible, so it's easiest to stay away. In fact, it would help if they came.
What's Beverly going to do if there aren't so many conferences?
Well, it won't do her any harm to concentrate a bit more on the ones we have got. She's been getting very careless lately.
I thought she was so good.
Well, she thinks she knows it all, that's the trouble.
You're still pleased with Kathy, though, aren't you?
Yes, very. But she started worrying about her job. See, we've had to lay off the girl who helps in the shop and a couple of the casual staff.
Oh, Elizabeth. But you're not going to have to lay Kathy off as well.
Not for now. She had a rather good idea, actually. We're going to cancel the caterers we usually get in for the conferences, and the cafe can do the food for those.
That is a good idea.
Oh, it might mean we can justify keeping Owen on, and Emma. Otherwise, oh, it's pathetic, Mum. They're just standing around all day.
So did that reassure Kathy?
A bit. And Nigel and I had talked about it, and in all fairness, we felt we should go ahead and offer her a contract.
Oh, good.
Well, her 3 months probation's up next week. It didn't seem fair just to extend it when she's done so well.
It's frightening how many people are affected.
I suppose any ideas about your house move are on ice for the moment.
Well, no, not exactly. In fact, Chris rang this morning. They put in an offer on the police house yesterday and it's been accepted.
Oh, I see.
Obviously, nothing's going to happen immediately. But Chris and George seem to want to get on with it as soon as they can.
Well, it should all go pretty smoothly then.
Yes. I've made a start sorting out. Might as well while we're cooped up here.
Found any treasures?
Not yet. But if there's any of your things still here that you'd...
Well, there's one good thing about being banged up here like this, Bert.
Oh, what's that then?
The little jobs we're getting done. Mum's been on at me to replace this chicken wire for months.
Oh, it's all the little jobs at home that aren't getting done that's bothering me.
Yeah, hold that, will you? Well, jobs like what?
Well, my garden, for a start.
Well, I thought Joe had offered to give you a hand.
Oh, I don't know he'll do it right, do I?
Oh, come on, Bert. Joe's been gardening for years. What's he going to do, plant your seed potatoes upside down, sonny?
It's all very well for you. It's my flower and produce entries we're talking about.
If there's a flower and produce show to go to...
You don't think that'll be cancelled, do you? It's not till September.
Well, we just don't know, do we?
Oh, I don't know.
There's lots of the ag shows been cancelled already.
Ah, well, that's on account of the livestock.
Yeah, well, there could still be a risk. Wherever there's a lot of people gathered together, you know that. Where's the hammer?
We thought you had it.
Oh.
David!
I'm in with your hens, Mum. No, Bert, you were supposed to bring it.
You never said.
Just been speaking to Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, everything's over Lower Loxley.
Pretty gloomy, I'm afraid. David, could I have a word?
Yeah, I suppose so. Look, Bert, whatever. Would you mind nipping and fetching us a hammer?
Well...
I'll be making some tea soon, and I've made some nice fresh scones.
Oh, well, that'll be welcome. Will you show me a minute?
Thanks, Bert. You're a star. Oh, talk about cabin fever.
Starting to get to him, isn't it?
Yeah. Keep telling him. We're over halfway there. Only another 10 days to go.
Yes, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah?
It's Nelson's funeral a week on Friday.
Is it?
Well, I know we should stay isolated till the evening, but...
No, Mum, no way.
David?
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I hadn't actually thought about it. I didn't realise, but no, we can't go.
It's only a matter of a few hours.
Mum, that's not the point, don't you see? We've shut ourselves away. We've made a fuss about keeping Pip off school.
I know.
And then the first thing we do, when the full 4 weeks isn't even up, is to go straight down to the village and mingle with, what, 100-odd people? Some of whom will have come from goodness knows where.
Now, mostly be local, surely.
Mum, Nelson had contacts all over the world. He died in Argentina, for a start.
So you're saying we can't go?
No, we can't.
And your father can't even play the organ?
No.
He'll be ever so upset. What was Walter's godson?
I know, I'm sorry.
Elizabeth's giving the address. She'll be all on her own.
Mum, Shula will be there. She'll have Nigel.
I wanted to be there for her.
I'd like to be there myself.
Well, can't.
No! I'm sorry, Mum, I really am, but there is no way that anyone from Brookfield is going to that funeral.
The Borchester Echo has never been so eagerly awaited.
Oh, sorry, Sir Bowman.
That's okay. You'd better get in quick, Sid. There's quite a queue in there.
Not for the Echo, by any chance.
Poor Susan's run off her feet.
Well, it's bound to be a popular edition. The whole village is waiting for this obituary.
That's what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh. But you didn't know Nelson, though, did you?
True, but I'm living in his house, don't you forget.
There he is. Former wine bar owner dies suddenly abroad.
It's a nice picture. So that's how he looked.
Well, yeah, some time ago. Full obituary back page. Yep, I'll go and get a copy.
Some of the stuff I heard about him is so amazing, I just won't believe it until I see it in black and white.
I'll tell you one thing about Nelson. What's there won't be the half of it.
Well, I'm going to go back, put the kettle on, put my feet up, and enjoy.
You're working at home today.
As long as I get it done by the end of the day. Oh, Sid, by the way, I'm getting my team together for the Ambridge quiz. And, well, we were wondering...
Oh, no, don't you start again.
Come on, Sid. As a blow-in, I'm already at a disadvantage. Just tell me how much local knowledge will be required.
Well...
I mean, did I, or did I not, see you checking out the inscription on the war memorial?
You might have done.
Ah, come on.
My lips are sealed.
You're no fun. Do you know that?
Well, I have to say, Jenny, you're wasted in Ambridge.
Oh, really, Brian?
No, I'm serious. A career as a professional spin doctor beckons.
Oh, don't be so silly.
Talk about euphemism. Being economical with the truth.
Oh, it's an obituary. You sure you didn't want me to say anything nasty?
In a colourful and varied career spanning the antiques trade, property development and financial services, and the rest.
Well?
Gun running and mugging OAPs for their savings, more like.
Well, we don't know that.
I mean, look at the money he touched water for over the years. And I notice you glossed right over the mail van robbery.
What could I say? You can still libel the dead, can't you?
Yes, but you're talking about a man who staged his own death in a plane crash to avoid suspicion. He was probably one of the greatest criminal masterminds of the century.
Well, I didn't mention it. Look, there are 30. There are those who doubt the legitimacy of his acquittal, but Nelson's frequent financial embarrassments over the years hardly indicated a man who had millions of pounds stashed away.
Of course not. You're too clever for that.
Well, you don't think the money's going to come to light now, do you?
I'd like to say.
Oh, well, anyway, I must get on. Phoebe will be here soon.
Yes, I thought she'd be here by now.
Oh, Haley's running a bit late. Still, I'm glad they got the obituary in good time, before the funeral, I mean.
Yes, should bring in a good few to say goodbye to.
Oh, darling, Kate's going to be ringing later.
Huh?
It's to speak to Phoebe, really. It just seems better than her phoning Nightingale Farm. And I said we'd ring back, because the call's so expensive for her.
You know, darling, all in all, I think everything's worked out for the best there.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I realise it's hard for you, losing both Kate and Nolly. But you've still got Phoebe.
Well, yes.
You'll just have to expend your prodigious energies elsewhere. I'm sure something will come rushing in to fill the void.
It already has.
Has it?
If this development goes ahead, I'm going to be expending a lot of time and energy in the next few months defending you, aren't I?
I thought you'd be out on the sprayer by now.
Oh, I'm just finishing off for Ruth.
The yield's bearing up our life. On that, eh, you're feeding the cows?
Yeah, not bad at all, considering. Mind you, they've kept their condition pretty well through the winter.
Ah, just as well, ain't it?
Yeah. Now, I can hardly say this to Dad, but I'm just grateful we haven't still got the pigs. The cost of feeding them... the astronomical.
Ooh, and they'd be well overweight by the time we got them away.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just come to let you know I've taken delivery of some more disinfectant.
Oh, great.
He was on a different lorry.
Yeah, Borsetshire farm stores had run out, had to go to a different supplier.
Ooh, did you get it off that bloke that phoned?
Huh? No, that stuff wasn't MAF approved.
Ooh, that's a dodge. Who'd have thought there'd be a black market in disinfectant?
Not me, for sure. So, you're off round the ewes with Daddy?
Ah, that's right. He's just on the phone.
Ah.
David?
Yeah?
I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Sorry? What for?
Well, for being a bit of a misery these past couple of days.
Oh, you don't have to apologise.
Yes, I do. You give me a choice whether to stay here or not, and I said I would, so the least I can do is to do it with good grace.
Look, Bert, it doesn't matter. It was bound to get to you sometime.
Well, it won't happen again. Well, you think it was my lowest point. A sort of slump-like.
Right. So, what's happened to cheer you up, then?
Oh, well, it's lots of little things, really. Well, you had a good old natter with my Frieda last night.
Oh, good.
Now, the bulb in the bathroom had gone, see? And I didn't want her having to change it. Climbing up there, it's a bit of a fiddly fitting.
I see.
But Sid's been and done it. So that's all right.
And that was what was bothering you?
Oh, well, that and my garden.
Oh, yeah, have you heard how Joe got on?
Well, he's done me proud. Frieda said he was there all afternoon. He got my shallots in and my spuds.
Oh, it's more work than Joe's done in his life.
And he's even fed my roses for me.
What, all for nothing?
Oh, he says he's like the war. We've all got to help one another.
Well, you can hold him to that when you're fighting over the Challenge Cup at the Flower and Produce Show.
And I've spoken to Greg about the quiz.
Oh, yeah?
And he says I'm not to worry.
Well, we can always have another one of our own quiz evenings, if you like.
Oh, there's no need. He was most impressed when I said I'd got access to the internet. He says I'll knock everyone else into a cocked hat.
Oh, I'm sure he's right.
So all in all, it's a load off my mind. And anyway, it's not fair on you if I'm down. We've got to G each other up, haven't we?
Yep, something like that.
Like you say, every day that goes by, we're closer to getting out. It's only a week tomorrow.
Yeah, not quite soon enough, unfortunately.
Ooh, how do you mean?
Oh, I had a bit of a row with Mum yesterday. I had to tell her that none of us could go to Nelson's funeral.
Oh, I see.
She was very fond of Nelson.
That will have been a bit of a blow, then.
Yeah. And I think I was a bit hard on her. So, perhaps you could G me up a bit today, Bert, eh?
Oh, I'll do my best. Well, tell you what, you could test me on the solar system, if you like.
Well...
Or the world's five longest rivers. I know, you like this one. FA Cup winners since the war.
What?
I was doing them last night. Mr. Memory, Greg says he's going to call me.
That's typical of Nelson, that is. Did his national service in the RAF, but never actually flew in a plane.
Too busy propping up the bar, most likely.
He'd never be the one in any real danger, would he? Ah, there was always some other mug to do the dirty work.
Yeah, me usually.
Surprise, surprise. Everywhere you go today, there's people hunched over a copy of The Echo.
Hello, Siobhan.
Hey, Duke.
Hi, Eddie. I'll have a dry white spritzer, please, Ed.
Righty up.
You know, there's one thing I'm not surprised that Jennifer skated over. This mail van robbery Nelson was meant to have been involved in.
Oh, that, yeah.
Mind you, I never believed it, really. Talk about far-fetched.
Well, actually, that's one thing I never doubted. Nelson's involvement, I mean. £1.80, please.
How are you so sure?
I was there. At Paunton Farm. So?
Where's the gang out there hiding?
Never.
Yeah, this bloke Brown turned up. Set himself up as a pig farmer. Took me on as his stockman.
And this was their cover? I mean, for the robbery?
Well, as it turned out, yes. No, I'd left by then, but...
Oh, blimey, Sid, you've kept this quiet.
Oh, no, it's not the sort of thing you advertise, is it?
Say bye-bye to Mummy now, darling.
Bye-bye.
That's a good girl. Kate, yes. And next week you... All right, darling. And kiss Nolly for me. Okay, bye then. Bye.
Lunch ready yet, Jen?
Oh, okay, it is... Oh, she's gone.
What?
Oh, you just missed Kate.
Oh, well, never mind.
But you haven't spoken to her for ages.
Hello, Phoebe. Do you want to get up there? Oh.
Yes, let her finish her picture, and I'll get lunch started.
I think I deserve a drink after the morning I've had.
Well, you've been on the phone a lot.
Oh, well, I remember Jill rang on the flax line. She wants to talk to you about the agency that lets out our cottages, what they charge, that sort of thing.
Oh, well, I'll ring her back. Who are you phoning?
Some of the other Borchester land directors. Do you want a glass?
No, not for me, thanks. So, what did they have to say, then?
I was just trying to find out a bit more, really. See if they were as surprised as I was by Matt's little bombshell.
Were they?
Pretty much. It seems that Matt and a couple of the others have been lobbying district councillors, taking the planning committee chairman out to dinner, that sort of thing.
Do you think it'll come to anything?
I don't know. This proposal to change the local plan, you know, I reckon that must have been passed at some meeting when several councillors were away.
I can't understand why there was nothing in the Echo about it.
There must have been a statutory notice, just got overlooked.
Well, George is normally very hot on these things.
Well, don't go feeling it's your civic duty to point it out to him.
But, Brian, somebody's...
As one of the other chaps said, if the county council's telling South Borsetshire they've got to provide so many new homes over the next 10 years, then some of them will have to come to Ambridge.
Well, I don't see
and
why.
If that's the case, then Borchester Land may as well reap the rewards as any other developer.
Oh, you've changed your tune. You were furious about it last week.
I was furious, as ever, about being done over by Matt Crawford. The fact is, with farming in the state it's in, I've got to take my dividends where I can.
Well, that's pretty hypocritical.
Look, Jenny, this is going to be difficult enough without you getting at me all the time. Made it quite clear last week you were to keep the lid on this, and I thought for once you'd taken some notice.
I haven't said a word.
Yes, but I can see it was just that wretched obituary keeping you quiet. I wonder who else might pop off to keep you occupied.
Oh. Don't be so horrible, Brian.
Sidney Goodman, perhaps. Lord Netherbourne.
Brian?
Jack himself, maybe. That'll be a front-page job.
Oh, you're just totally heartless. And I still think you have a moral responsibility to tell the village about these plans.
Well, I don't. And if I find you have, well, you just better not, that's all.
To Robert's dismay, Janet has called at Ambridge Hall.
Of course it's no trouble, Janet.
It is good of you, Linda.
When will this be exactly?
This afternoon, about 4 o'clock.
How many of you are there going to be?
Well, the usual 8 to 10, I think. Minus Pat.
Is there a problem, Robert?
No, not at all.
Right, I'll get on then. Can I go out this way?
Yes, as long as you don't mind the somewhat unkempt appearance of the garden.
No, it's a lot tidier than mine. See you later. Bye.
Bye, Janet.
Bye.
Well, what was all that about?
Sorry?
Quizzing her about times and numbers. You'll be wanting to know if they've got current passports next.
Well... Honestly, Lindy, all week I've been interrupted. Robert, come and have a look at this. Robert, can you just move that?
You expressly forbade me from moving things on my own.
Well, I didn't mean I wanted to be leaping out into the garden every 5 minutes to help you shift a minuscule plant pot.
It had my lilies in it.
And now, just when I thought I might get down to a bit of work, you're filling the house with your vociferous do-gooders.
Oh, I wonder at you sometimes, Robert. I really do. You seem to have no fellow feeling. Oh,
no, that sounds like me. The sort of person who wouldn't lift a finger to help someone out, that's me.
I don't think you realise how serious the school merger would be for parents of young children in this village.
Of course I do.
Do you? Sometimes it's hard to credit that you're a parent yourself.
Well, I might as well not be for all the interest you take.
I'm sorry, you're mumbling again.
Nothing.
You're behaving like a child yourself. I'm sure I've been of no more distraction to you than Joe Grundy. You were quite happy to while away hours with him.
That was different.
How true. Anyway, we'd better get a move on.
Oh, let me guess. You can't possibly have the meeting here until the garden's tidied up a bit.
As ever, Robert, we are totally in tune. It's probably the beneficial effect of rearranging my tubs.
All right, girl. Not long now. How are you doing, Alistair?
Nearly done. It's a nasty gash.
I've hardly been out a week and she has to nick herself on some wire. Still, could be worse, I know. Okay, girl.
Yeah, you're right there. I've hardly seen the surgery these past few weeks.
I'm not surprised.
There! All finished.
Great.
Keep her in and isolated, obviously. But it should mend now, no trouble.
Thanks.
Oh, good, Alistair. I've caught you.
Hi, Jill.
Julie said you were both going to the Save Our School meeting this afternoon.
That's right.
Well, the venue's changed. It's at Ambridge Hall now.
Still 4 o'clock?
Yes.
Oh, fair enough. I'll tell Shula.
And thanks for seeing to this one so quickly.
No trouble. Bye, Jill.
Bye, dear. Now, Ruth, about this move.
Yeah?
You said you were thinking of letting out the bungalow for holidays, like Rickyard, once everything's got back to normal.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want you to think I'm interfering, but if it's too much for you, I'd be very happy to take on running them.
You would?
I checked with Jenny what it'd cost for an agency to do it, and it's an awful lot of money.
Oh, that would be great.
But you're not to think I'd be forcing myself on you or
Letting myself in and leaving you casseroles because I wouldn't.
Oh, that's the bit I was looking forward to.
I've learnt my lesson there.
You know your trouble, don't you? You're too nice.
Me?
Always worrying about other people. Jill, Brookfield's been your home for 30 years. You're welcome any time.
Thank you.
I mean it. We're not going to padlock the gate.
I'd be out with my bolt cutters.
Quite right, too. But that's fantastic about the bungalow. Thank you very much.
It's what I'd like, too. It will help me. I'm not very good at doing nothing with my time.
No, I know.
So it's selfish, really. See? Not so much Mrs. Nice Person after all.
Right, if everyone's got a cup of tea,
yes,
in Pat's absence, I'd like to call the meeting to order. There are a few who couldn't make it. Hayley and Kathy are working.
And Siobhan.
Oh, yes, thank you, Sheila. So I'd like to thank Linda for letting us meet here today.
My pleasure.
Now, the position, I'm afraid, is still unchanged. There's no decision forthcoming from the LEA. And in fact, they say it can frequently take several weeks or even longer before a decision is made.
Have we got a clear timescale for this merger?
I wish. But it certainly won't be before September.
It seems to me that the right hand doesn't know what the left's doing. Daniel brought home another letter this week about their centenary mosaic.
The artist's been commissioned and everything.
Well, that's going to look lovely on the wall at Hollerton, isn't it? When it's not even their centenary.
Oh, Alistair, the whole thing's absurd.
If you
look at the LEA's own figures, it's quite clear the numbers are borderline.
Well, that's why we've got to keep up the pressure against closure.
We've got to try a different tack.
Well, is there any more weight you can bring to bear, Janet, through the church group on the school organisation committee?
I'm doing what I can, but we only have one vote, the same as all the other groups. But I have been talking to the vicar of Hollerton, and the feeling there is that with all the new houses being built in Hollerton because of the rail link, their school's going to grow anyway.
Well, Hollerton's hideous these days. It's a perfect example of the lunacy of unchecked rural development.
Mm-hmm. I heard from Rodways there's going to be another new estate there by 2003.
What?
Oh, no. Anyway, I've suggested to the vicar that we join forces. We've done our petition. We've written as a committee to councillors, the MP and all that. But what about a mass letter-writing campaign?
What, by individuals, you mean?
Exactly. If we could get every parent who's affected at both schools to write to their councillors and MP...
And MEP.
And the press.
It might just make the LEA realise the strength of feelings.
Yes. Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be just parents, does it?
No.
Oh, teachers, obviously, but grandparents, carers?
Absolutely. According to the statutory guidelines, any local residents' views have got to be taken into account.
Well, I think it's an excellent idea.
Yeah, it's got to be worth a try.
I had a go at a draft. Have a look at it and let me know what you think.
Yeah. Well, we just can't let it go through without a fight.
While we have a look at it, I'll just call Robert and ask him to make us some more tea.
Oh, that'd be great.
If you're sure he won't mind.
Robert? Of course not.
Right. Is there any more?
No, I don't think so.
Trust Lindy to use the cups that can't go in the dishwasher.
Oh, Robert, don't throw that water away.
Not more.
Well, just the teapot and milk jug.
Oh, Robert, you shouldn't have.
That's okay. Right, is that the lot?
Yes. We didn't disturb you, I hope.
No. Well, not much.
Robert's been quite selfless all week. He's been helping me replant my garden.
Oh, I thought it was looking different.
It's an expensive business.
We're going to have to spend some time in our garden over Easter. We can't leave it like a jungle for Mum and Dad.
What do you mean? I think it looks very nice.
You're joking. It's nothing like up to Mum's standard. It needs a couple of days' hard work.
Oh, well. At least we got the Monday off.
Right, darling. We'd better go. Daniel will have forgotten what we look like.
Okay. Thanks for the tea and everything, Linda.
Not at all. Thank Robert.
Yeah. Cheers, Robert.
Cheers.
And see you Easter Monday, if not before.
Thanks, Robert. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, Lindy.
Well, what's wrong with that? It's after your precious 5th of April.
Yes, and I'll need to be catching up on the backlog of all my other work.
Oh, Robert, really, all work and no play.
A chance will be a fine thing.
By this time next week, you'll have had another birthday. And we'll have buried Nelson Gabriel. I'd be sure, Robert.
I doubt Nelson died of hard work.
Yes, well, as they say, whoever died wishing they'd spent more time at the office...
At this rate, me. And you, when you're left penniless. Have you never made the basic connection between work and income?
I think I'm well aware of that, especially in the past few years.
I wonder sometimes. I saw all that stuff you'd ringed in the gardening catalogue.
Oh, surely you can't grudge me a few Japanese iris.
We have got other calls on our money, you know.
Such as?
Leone.
Ah,
I might have known. How much?
Linda, it's not like that.
Oh, no, no, no. Go on. What essential item is it this time? Another skiing holiday? A new cappuccino machine?
A flat.
What?
Well, something towards the deposit.
Oh, the cheek of that girl.
It's my daughter.
Yes, and one for whom you provided very handsomely while she was growing up. No expense was spared on Leonie and her sister. You've seen them through boarding school, university.
That's the least I could do.
But she's a young woman now, Robert. She has a job and a life of her own. She can't come running to you for money all the time.
This wouldn't be a gift. It's more like a loan, an investment.
Robert.
I'm worried about her, Lindy. She's in this grotty rented place at the moment.
Leonie, grotty? I don't think so.
Will you just listen for once?
No, no, Robert, I'm sorry, but no. You saw those girls through independent schools. Surely, if anything, the point of an independent school is to make you just that, self-reliant.
You don't understand. With children, there are never any guarantees.
No, there certainly aren't. Children in this village have no guarantee of even a primary education at their local school.
What's that got to do with
it? Oh, really? Leonie has had every advantage. There are children in Ambridge who, if this school merger goes ahead, are going to be denied their basic right to a decent education. And right now, they are a much more pressing concern.
Oh, I see. More important than my daughter.
Well, maybe not to you, but to me, yes. Now, we're about to begin a mass letter-writing campaign on their behalf. So if you don't need the computer, I'll go and get on with it.
Excuse me.
Oh, you poor thing. Your first afternoon off for weeks, and you've had to spend it at a Sabre school meeting.
Oh, I wanted to come. It's important.
I know.
But we can't just drop everything else because of foot and mouth.
I suppose not. Anyway, when we get in, leave Daniel to me. You go and pour yourself a stiff drink and sit down.
Are you trying to butter me up for something?
Don't be such a cynic. I'm trying to be nice.
I'm just not used to it, that's all.
Oh. And if you don't feel like taking him to this film later, I'll do it.
Darling, I'll be fine.
Oh, we promised to take Pip, didn't we? I hope she's forgotten.
It sounds like she's being very good about missing out on things like that.
Mm. At least she can email most of her friends.
It's not quite the same, though, is it?
No. Maybe I should get her a video in Borchester tomorrow. Try and make up for missing out on tonight.
Oh, yeah. You do that.
Oh, darling, you'll be asleep at the wheel. Oh, shall I get it?
Yeah, please. Here. Oh, no. I'd better take it. It's the surgery. Hello? Can you hang on? I'm just driving. Hi, Cheryl. Sorry about that. What? Oh, no.
What happened?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay, thanks for letting me know. Yes, you have a nice weekend yourself. Bye.
What? What is it?
Brookfield aren't going to like this. There's another suspected case near Little Croxley.
The Archers is written by Joanna Toy, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.